ان الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا رسول الله الذي بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيله حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل على هذا النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعلينا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أما بعد، يقول الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم، لا يؤمن احدكم حتى يحب لاخيه ما يحب لنفسه، او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. All praise and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creator, nourisher, sustainer, provider, protector and controller of every single thing in this. Peace and salvation be upon our beloved master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his family members, companions, on every single Muslim brothers and sisters who followed and who is following and will follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, I remind myself and each and every one of you with the wasiyah and the reminder that our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to advise in every khutbah, ittaqullah, ittaqullah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and live a mindful and a conscious life that Allah is observing and Allah is taking count of every single action and every single deed that we are doing. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and you and each and every one of you the taqwa which is desired. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, we live in a time of trial, we live in a time of test, we live in a time that we have been challenged in all directions. But my dear respected brothers, this worldly life, it is such a life that all these challenges and all these trials and tests are unavoidable. We as human beings, we as believers should understand and accept the fact, until we meet our Lord, we will be tested in a different way. Every challenge and every test and difficulty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on us, there is a reason behind it. Either He wants to purify us, rectify us, to return towards Him, to make tawbah and to understand the object and the purpose why we are living and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this life. It's a very temporary life and we will be tested. But if we accept this, we're going to be tested and we will have different trials and tribulations. So it is very easy for us to overcome that. It's very easy for us to face that because we know that this is what his life is all about. If you expect a life in this world that I'm going to live a trouble-free, no difficulties, a life of heaven, you know, then when we face challenges, when we face difficulties and trials and tests, then it's going to be first, psychologically, we find very difficult to accept that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first lesson that He taught our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, you will be tested. he gave the responsibility of conveying this message to the humanity. He said, you will be tested, and the negative message they will not accept. Majority will reject this. So when people reject, it is expected. When people retaliate, it was expected. So, but Almighty says, it's not about what is the number of people accept you and reject you. It is about fulfilling your duty. It is not about just living a life. It is to live a life the way that Almighty Allah wants us to live a life. Among these, my respected brothers, in this worldly life, there is something that we are unavoidable. There are so many things that are unavoidable. As a human being, we fall sick. Illness, unavoidable. And then when you fall sick, that means you have hope. Definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you shifa. There's going to be financial difficulties. They're going to be threats. These are unavoidable. But my respected brothers, we must prepare ourselves psychologically. Whatever difficulty comes, Allah is with us. This is what is our faith. This is what our Iman and Islam is about. Among that, my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not only place difficulties and does not give us challenges, does not test us without giving us a proper guidance how to solve that problem. When you are facing a problem, there is solution in the Quran and the life of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our Sharia, Sharia means a way of life, complete way of life. It is a manual and guidance for us given. So when you face a difficulty, when you face a problem, when there is a crisis, there is guidance in the Quran. So this is what is taught. We as Muslims, we cannot seek guidance anywhere else other than in the Quran and the life of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba. So we need to go back and see what is the solution. Among those difficulties and challenges and crises and tests, my respected brothers, one of the main crises that we are going to face in the time of trial and difficulty is dispute. Difference of opinion. People are going to have difference of opinion. You're not going to be accepting the same fact. We are different. Our differences are unavoidable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجْعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. Because He created, He intended and He created us in difference. We speak different languages, we belong to different tribes, we belong, you can see the entire humanity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided them into nations and tribes, different religions. People believe within one religion we have different ideologies. Some accept, some reject. Some say this is the correct and this is not correct. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. All of us will not accept one opinion and say this is what is right. We all going to have different of opinion, different ideologies, different thinking. There will be challenges. We will divide into groups, political groups. When it comes to every single thing in a country, anything you take, there will be two, three groups have three different opinions, four different opinions. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Hujurat, He gives us guidance. When you have differences and disputes and you are starting to fight, what you should do. وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah does not say here, human beings, people will divide, they will group themselves into two groups and they will fight. Allah says, among the believers, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. From believers, they believe in Allah. Even among the Sahaba, there were differences. They were into different groups. They had different understandings. Into different ideas. Then, when you have differences and you start fighting, when the believers start fighting, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فَتَفَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. The first guidance, the Quran says that, try to reconcile. Try to reduce, minimize the differences and bring them into Islam. Make suluk. Make them talk. And let them come to some understanding. Let them come to some agreement. And see what is the main core reason behind it. So they are believers, they are mu'minoons, they are Muslims. But because of due to some reason, they have been, you know, divided into two groups and they are fighting. This is what the Quran says. First, make Islam. We should work on that. That is our duty. Then, sometimes Islam does not work. Trying to talk, some people are adamant, some groups say no. They want to sort out, continue fighting. فَإِنْ بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَ عَلَى الْأُخْرَىٰ. If one group oppress and transgress, that means because just he's trying to overpower, unlawfully, try to dominate unlawfully, try to use other means. فَإِنْ بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَىٰ. One group tried to overpower other group, not in a legal and proper way, unlawfully, unethically. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then you need to fight against them. Fight means here, you need to implement the law against them. This addresses, فَقْتُلُوا does not say for individual, it gives to the people of authority. When two people are fighting, there are people of authority, they must try to bring both of them together and make Islam, try to sort out the problem. If one overpower the other one unlawfully, and then says that you need to implement the law. Because there are people you can talk, there are people you cannot talk. This is what the world is. My respected brothers, but then, now actually one group, they did something wrong towards the other group, unjust, illegal, but now you have arrested them. Then also Allah reminds, now you have got power. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ وَأَقْسِطُوا. Now don't be biased here. Maybe the authority, maybe the people who are in charge might be in the opinion, maybe in favor of one group. You believe in one group. You think this is our brother. They are our jama'at. They are my political party. So other ones, I have now taken over them, so I can do whatever I want. No. Quran says, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ وَأَصْلِحُوا. Be just. Fair. Try to treat them fair. If they have done anything wrong, the punishment should be based on not your personal anger, not because he went against you, it should be the law should be implemented. Inna Allah yuhibbul muqsitin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who establish justice. Establish justice. Then Quran continues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. We as believers, we are brothers. You see, this is something very important. Brotherhood in the Quran is referred in many different angles. There is brothers in faith. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى means all the believers are brothers in faith. And we can become brothers in what? Genetically, our brothers as we own our own brother. Belongs to same mother, same father. And then brothers who live in same village. Brothers who live in same city. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran as well. Those who are your neighbors, they are not Muslims. In one angle, they are not brothers in faith. But they are brothers as they all live in same village. They all live in same neighborhood. Quran refers to that. For Nuh alayhi salam, all the prophets with it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent their brothers as prophets with it. So brothers in humanity, our relationship towards one another, we have different ways that we can connect to each other and be loyal to each other. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. All believers, we are brothers in faith.
فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. He says, try to rectify and try to strengthen your brotherhood. This is a time that we need to strengthen our brotherhood. My respected brothers, at this moment is something very important. Why I am saying this? When we come, we as believers, try to understand. We all have to understand, as Muslims we have been targeted. Now, we have two ways. We can be selfish. Two brothers have an issue. They both got together. They have done something. Now one brother can say, no, I didn't do it. It's this brother. It is this brother. So you can take him in. So I am free. If you think that by just showing another, your own brother, and saying this is so and so did that, you're going to be free tomorrow. No. You part of it. You're going to be directly or indirectly connected. So here we need to understand, when there is something, you know, something is going on, when they're trying to attack us in a different way, you just try to say that, no, it's not me. My jamaat is free from this. My ideology is free from this. My respected brothers, we need to understand none of this. As Muslims in this country, no matter whatever ideology they belong to, no one encourages terrorism, no one encourages killing an innocent human being. Nobody feels that. Some might be extreme, some might be difference of your opinion. They might be extreme in preaching. But nobody approves terrorism. Nobody approves, you know, killing innocent people. If he agree and if he's approving that there's something wrong with him, then he does not belong to us. No one, no jamaat does that. But my respected brothers, we try to think that at this moment, okay, we try to ban these people to that people, take them out of here. We try to understand here very clearly. If there is a problem, that we as Muslims, if our youngsters, if they have wrong ideology, we as Muslims, we are responsible. We need to rectify collectively. If there is some youngsters who are really radicalized, they have different thoughts, it is our responsibility, collective responsibility. We cannot free ourselves and say only them. No. We cannot do that. It is our collective responsibility because they are our brothers. They are our brothers. We need to understand that. We need to rehabilitate them. And we all have to take responsibility, saying, yes, if there is something wrong, we are ready to look inward. We are ready to rectify. We are ready to see where these things have gone wrong. What is the reason behind it? And we are ready to come under some structure and law where we can respect each other and we can work together. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ فِي اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَىٰ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. May Allah's mercy and rahmah may be upon you. Why, my dear respected brother? Again, he's reminding about taqwa. You must try to understand, when you are talking against someone, you ask yourself whether you are doing it out of anger, whether you are doing it out of jealousy, whether you are doing it because you don't like him, or you are honestly doing it. You think, really, this person is a problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what goes in your mind. If you are really, you know, if you do it because you are jealous, if you do it because you are angry, if you do it because you don't like that person, if you don't like that ideology, my respected brothers, we live in a democratic country. We must try to understand, we live in 21st century. We must try to understand everyone has the right to believe what they believe. But that belief, that ideology should not harm anyone. But when there is a law, everyone should obey. You may differ, but if the imam, if the amir, if the group of leaders have decided this is how we're going to do it, your minor differences you have to put aside and you need to obey. You need to obey. In the time of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, Uthman ibn Affan was the Khalifa. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was teaching in Mina When it comes to salah, we all know we do qasr. That means we shorten the salah. We shorten the salah. But Usman radiallahu's opinion, no. You need to do itmam. You need to complete the salah. The ustad is teaching, the students are learning. He says the proper sunnah is to what? Shorten the salah. Proper sunnah is to do the qasr. But then when Usman radiallahu is reading, leading the salah, the ustad Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu joins and he performs salah. The student says, you just told us that what he's doing is against sunnah, but you are obeying him. He said, that is my opinion, that is my understanding based on the hadith. But likewise, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when the Amir and the Khalifa does that, if he commands, you need to obey. Because this is not about haram and halal. This is a minor issue of sunnah, whether it is sunnah or not sunnah. Whether that is the most appropriate or not appropriate. This is the most virtuous or not most virtuous. So at that moment he understood and said, this is what we have failed to understand, that all of us want to do what we believe. No, when there is an Amir, when there is a leader, when Jamiatul Ulama or the trustee board have decided, yes. Now for example, after Salah there is Dua, there is a different opinion. Some believe in it, some don't believe in it. But if the Amir, if the governor, here is the trustee board, here is the Imam, if you read, you can read it or you keep quiet, don't fight against it. No, Itaat. My dear respected brothers, we as a community, we must learn, come under this trust. We need to come, we have difference of opinion, but we must learn to obey. All these reasons, what has happened, my dear respected brothers, difference of opinion will exist till the day of Qiyamah. That does not give you the right to break away and form a new group and disobey the Amir. If you do that, you are disobeying Allah and Allah's Rasul. This is what we didn't understand. This is what we failed. That's why so much of group, they break away, form new group, new Amir, and end up in this territory. So what happened? One person say, 10 people, 10 youngsters got together here. One, he is the Amir. He doesn't want to listen to the, other Amir. What he says, they are obeyed. It's unfortunate. My respected brothers, we as Ummah, we will never be successful in this world. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. I want to conclude with this. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, what he said. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that country, don't call names and hurt others. لَا يَسْتَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّنْ قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ. Don't call and disgrace one group to other group. What is happening? What we see? One group is saying, it is very unfortunate. People do not know. People do not know. I am not here to defend any group. I am not saying who is right and who is wrong. I am saying the ethic of differences and how we should be, acting and behaving in with all the human characters and ethics which is moral standard is there. We calling ourselves, just it's very easy to say, call all the people who you don't like, you call them Wahhabi Islam. Even our other brothers who have difference of opinion with us, politically they think different, they have misunderstanding about it. Even we get together and say, it's very easy. You think that you by calling that way, calling name him and say you ban that group, tomorrow they can call you. You know what is the definition of Wahhabi? You know how did it started? It's all very easy way to burn people. Just give names. No, my dear respected brothers. Try to understand. That's not the solution. We need to have certain principle, ethics. Anyone. Other group is calling themselves. So and so they call them. So no. We are brothers. We need to try to understand here by doing that, disgracing one group, other group, by just showing this group is responsible for this. We are not going to go away anywhere. We have failed to establish and understand the basic principle of Islam. The basic principle of Islam is ita'a, obedience. Obedience to Amir. Allah and Allah's Rasul and ita'a for the Amir. My respected brothers, we have difference of opinion, but we need to learn to obey. Umar radiallahu anhu says, there is no Islam without Jama'ah. You cannot be a Muslim by just practicing individually. Jum'ah, without Jum'ah, can you be a good Muslim? No. As Muslims, we need to live together. We are jama'ah. We are a community together. And you will not have a jama'ah. You will not have a community. You cannot have a jama'ah together. Wala jama'ah illa bil imara. Without a leadership, without a leadership, without an ameer, you cannot have a jama'ah. We need to be together. And a leadership cannot be established without ita'ah, without obedience. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said, you can complain about leadership. Whoever is a leader, whoever has been appointed as ameer, whoever, it is now, it's a collective leadership, not individual, it's a group. Our political leaders, our religious leaders come together, and if they say something, we must be ready to obey. We are not ready, because all of us have different ameers, different groups, divided to small, small groups. Break away. This is the tragedy. This is what happened to us. As a whole community, we will be thinking. We need to have ita'ah. Without ita'ah, there is no imamah, there is no imam. And if you want ita'ah, this is for the leadership. We need to make mashura, consultation. All different groups, everybody's opinion should be presented. Everyone should come and give their opinion. After that, the ameer, the leadership group will decide on something, and then everyone will obey. There's no one group overpower other, dominating. One jama'ah is dominating other jama'ah. One group is dominating others. No, everybody should be equally represented in the leadership. That's something very important. Then only you will find a group who will obey. Everyone should be represented there. Everyone's opinion should be represented. But once the decision has been taken, فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, we have to make tawakkul in Allah alone. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, this is what we need. We need to get engaged in a dialogue as Sri Lankan Muslim community. We need to have a Sri Lankan Muslim community. What is our ideology? What is our concept? How we gonna live in this country? This is the ijtihad. The ulama must get together. We have difference of opinion. People might say Sri Lankan Muslim should not wear the Arab dress code. Sri Lankan Muslim should not, you know, do this, shouldn't do that. Come, sit together. Let us discuss. And once we come to that discussion, once we agree, everybody should obey. Everybody should obey. You may have one hadith, you may have two hadith saying this is. No, leave that hadith. And ita'ah, obedience is very important, because to protect the entire community and deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers and elders, this is the time, this is that we are in the beginning of month of Dhul-Qa'dah. Dhul-Qa'dah, Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah is the month of Hajj. And we know what is established. As believers, we all in month of Hajj, we confirm and we say, we as brothers, we all come together, my dear. So as Sri Lankan Muslims, we need to understand our basic three things. Iman, Islam and Ihsan. Islam and Ihsan. Our basic principles have to be protected. And we need to learn, all our institution has to be protected. We need to respect each other. Every jama'ah has brought goodness to the community. Likewise, it has brought negativity also to the community. Everything. Because we are human beings. All these jama'ahs are like a vehicle. Objective is reaching the destination, not the vehicle. When there is something wrong with the vehicle, leave the vehicle and travel. Change the vehicle and travel. This is something very important. That is not the deen. This is very important. Sharia and fiqh. Sharia is direct, the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fiqh is understanding of the scholar. Explanation of the scholar. There is a difference of opinion in the fiqh, but there is no difference in opinion in Sharia. People, we don't understand that. So my respected brothers, at this time, each and every one of us, something very important. Physically and even in our cyberspace, in WhatsApp, when you share opinions, when you share things in WhatsApp, in anywhere in Facebook, remember, respect, the basic etiquette, respect others. Respect others. Now we all emphasize, we know our brothers in other faiths, our brothers, Buddhist brothers, Hindu brothers and Christian brothers, we don't want to hurt them. Because you know, if you hurt them, you get hammered. But you're not worrying about hurting another brother. Your own Muslim brother have a different opinion. You just take his eye, you try to disgrace him. My dear spiritual brothers, you do not have that right. You try to understand the principle lies to everyone. We need to respect each and every one of us, different opinion, but obey. Obey the leadership. If the Amir is saying obey, we need to try to understand. Individually, you may not like that person, but you need to obey. This is what, if we divide ourselves, if we try to fight, my respected brothers, we will not be able to go forward in life as Sri Lankan Muslims. We need to build an understanding, a memorandum of understanding among all jama'at. Get together. This is how we're going to live. This is our ideology. This is what the future of Sri Lankan Muslims. And my respected brothers, we must try to understand that Quran says that if the country, the land where you live, it gives you security and it gives you liberty to earn, live a life freely, it is your responsibility to be loyal towards that state. It gives you security and it gives you the liberty to economically, you know, exercise whatever you want. My respected brothers, it is our loyalty. We have to be loyal towards the state. We have to be loyal to the constitution. Loyal means not for a political party, particular leader. Loyal to the constitution of the country. Loyal to the state. Whoever has been appointed as a leader, whoever has been elected, my respected brothers, and work towards it, it is our responsibility. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and you the understanding, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solve our differences and problems and come together. And as brothers in Islam, brothers in faith, and brothers in humanity, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make an environment where we can live together and live and let live others and create a peaceful atmosphere.